Okay, the next one is that, and you're going to get this one probably about 60% of the time, and that is going to be called, I'm too busy. And I used to get this a lot more often than I do, and it's because I really learned kind of what was going on in this one. First of all, if it's a warm market person to you, they know you, then it could mean a different thing, all right? Just think about it. If somebody doesn't know who you are and you're talking to them, let's say that they answered an ad in the newspaper, let's call it a help wanted section, they're looking at you as a potential boss at this moment, right? If you've just gotten the communication with them on it, then they're looking at you as a potential boss. And so you're probably not going to get from them, I'm too busy, right? Probably not ever going to occur that way. But where you will get it is if you're talking to, let's say, a warm market person who in their mind, and please hear me on that one, in their mind, they see you as below them on an altitude level, all right? They see themselves above you or something like that. Or they just are a rude person, all right? Because you would never find me saying, I'm too busy to somebody, because that kind of like is, it invalidates that person, right? You know, it's the same reason I don't show up late to places, because it's saying my time is more important than your time, right? So you have to recognize, number one, when somebody says that, and by the way, it does you no good to like worry about that, right? And just say, oh, well, they think that I, you know, they're more important than me. That does you no good. No, we are only interested, if you've been tracking with me through all these calls, you know that what we're really doing is that we're developing a teammateship between you and the prospect. You have to become teammates. And your job is to help get them past all of the obstructions that they put in front of themselves that are stopping themselves from making millions of dollars. If they were capable of doing it, they would have done it already. All right? It has to do with the objections that they put in front of themselves, and you act as a teammate to help move them past those speed bumps, over those, you know, huge mountains sometimes that they put in front of themselves. And so someone who pretends and acts as though they're so busy and too busy and don't have enough time and things like that, it's like, come on, give me a break. Who made time? All right, everybody has the same amount of time. And so all that is a speed bump or a barrier or something that somebody throws out in front of themselves. And so what you need to do is be the intelligent one to look just at obviously of what it is that they're really having a problem with. Okay? And it doesn't mean that you expose them to that. It doesn't mean that you like, you know, dangle it in their face or anything. It just means that as their teammate, you see where their barrier is, what's really causing them problems here. Okay? And so what I normally do when I get the question or the statement, I'm too busy, all right, what I normally say is, just so I don't misunderstand you, when you say that you're too busy, what is it that you're too busy for? All right? I'll say that to you again. Hopefully, in the same way. When somebody says, I'm too busy, what I say is that, hey, just so that you and I are thinking the same thing, when you say that you're too busy, what are you too busy for? Because what I need to determine before I can give any kind of response is whether or not it's that they're too busy to listen to me on the call or they're too busy to do a business. Okay? And so that's the reason that I want to make sure, by clarifying that question, what it is that they mean. And so let's suppose that they say, I'm too busy to look at a business. For those of you who have gotten this, don't forget you've got this new step that I've taught you, and that is the qualifying step. And you would have never gotten to the invitation if they didn't qualify. And so therefore, for them to say at this point they're too busy means it's one of those blocks that they pull up in front of themselves. All right? It's not legitimate. It is just really a block that they pull out in front of themselves to stop themselves from being millionaires, all right? So what I say is that, so let's say that the prospect says, too busy to look at a business. And so this is where you're going to draw back from the information that you gained in the qualifying step. So when you were talking to them, you know, you gathered some information from them. So I'd come back with something like, oh, okay, I understand. Thanks for clarifying that for me. Now, I'm sure you're very busy. John, earlier you said to me that the reason you'd be interested in a home-based business was so that you could spend more time with your family but not sacrifice your current income. All right? And so for you to attain that, do you think at some point you're going to have to take a look at what's available to you, kind of the resources that are out there? You know, we've made it really efficient time-wise for you to look at this. I mean, just right over the Internet, it only takes about 20 or 30 minutes, which is a minimal time expenditure for you to get more time with your family, which is what you want, right? And so can you find 20, 30 minutes within the next 2 days to watch this explanation? Okay, so that's the way that I would deliver that question of I don't have time, okay? And specifically, I don't have time to look at a business, which is about, I'd say, 90% of the time, the situation. Now, the reason that I say 90% of the time, because normally they would not have qualified for me to be inviting them, because I would have already fleshed out whether or not that person was just, you know, like the tax person who's got to get their taxes done and all their clients' taxes done in the next month, right? Then I would never invite that person, because I know that in their, you know, kind of their present time, they are maxed out. And so I'm going to wait until like after April, you know, so May or June or so, I'm going to talk to them, okay? So, but not before that. All right, so that one's too busy. And one other thing just on the question of I'm too busy, or the objection I'm too busy, sometimes you get something that's just absolutely out of left field. It's just bizarre, and it's illogical. And what I mean by that is somebody might say something like, you know, I don't want to make more money, or I don't want to have more time. So in other words, like, you'll use back what you gathered from the qualifying steps, and you say something like, hey, you know what, you said to me that you wanted to make more money and blah, 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 blah. And then they fire back and say, I don't want to make more money. Right? What I found is that this person, if you just think about it, what's really going on there is that something, they just moved something very big in their way. Right? And now, it doesn't happen a lot, but I have had it happen like 3 times with me, where I got off the phone and I just thought, what? How can a person not want to make any more money or not want any more time? And that just is illogical. And so what I found is that it's best to just hit this dead on, okay? Don't sit there and confuse yourself about it. Try to get the prospect to become logical again, if you will. And the way that I do it is that I hit them dead on. I just say something like, John, do you truly not want more money? Or are you just saying that because you just can't listen to me right now? All right, so what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to identify that he's got something going on in his environment that has his attention, and he's not giving any of it to me right now. And so I want to identify that that is the case. Okay, and oftentimes what I get is just this huge sigh of relief from them. And they're like, and I remember this one guy, Rosser, who did this, and he was just like, you know what, Tim, you're exactly right. Right now, I'm just maxed out. And I say, hey, you know what, I understand that one in a big way, so why don't we just do this? Why don't you just hang up the phone and we'll forget this conversation, and maybe next month or so I'll give you another call. How's that? And, you know, and that's how you become teammates with these people. This is how you take an irritated situation and you actually become teammates with this person. All right? Because that's the only way that you're going to help them get what they want, is for you to really become their teammate. And so that's what I recommend that you do on that. And there's one other time or one other case that I have found that people do this, I'm too busy, and then they say things that are illogical. And that is that when they don't want to work with me, okay? And some of you might get like, you know, a little bit sideways about that, but I don't, because I know how many prospects there are out there. And it just does not concern me whatsoever that somebody doesn't want to work with me. If you just think about it from the standpoint of teammates, and you want to be their teammate and you want to help them get what they need and want out of life, And what they have determined is that you're not the teammate that they want. Well, then help them get that. In other words, let them go easy. Let them go really easy and say, hey, great. I understand. So I have actually said, you know what? Is it that you don't want to make more money, or is it that you don't want to work with me? And don't worry about hurting my feelings, because you won't. And the person actually said no, but later they really thanked me for being so frank with them about it. Because a lot of people, you know, they're kind of cowards, and they're afraid of hurting people's feelings, and so they don't say kind of what's going on. So you'll be a refreshing person on the phone with them.